First stop, I'd go to the moon, just because it's close, and there's a lot of really neat science to be done. And one of the things that you do by going to the moon is you learn about planet Earth. And then next stop would probably be Mars. I would love to go to Venus, but not to the surface because it's too hot. And then, as you can see, I'd like to go to every place, man. And I don't know, Jessica, where would you want to go? Probably want to go and see how your rovers on Mars are doing.
Yeah, I would also like to go to all of those places. It would be pretty cool to be able to ground truth some of the things that I've seen from orbit or from the rover on Mars, certainly. If the engineers would let me, I would probably choose Valles Marineris.
Yeah, that's my prime choice, too.
But I definitely think going to the moon first is the right stepping stone to get us there.
Space brings the uber geek out in me, and there's just an amazing array of discoveries that you could make. So that's what I really relish most about being in space, is the exploration of what you could do because you are no longer on Earth.
From what I've heard, one of the coolest parts about going to space is being able to sit in the cupola and look out and see the Earth and see first of all how thin the atmosphere is, but also see how we have all of these divisions that we create, political, geographical divisions. But when you're from that vantage point, you see one Earth, and there are no lines drawn on Earth itself, and it's just, we're all just on this one body, and that's all we have. So I look forward to that perspective.